Well, it is 3 p.m.
And here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. CTIE Director Patrick Huch, speaking with RTL this morning, said that Luxembourg's public sector is rapidly evolving into digitalisation as the group manages 350 active projects. He highlighted a 14,000-user internal AI chatbot deployed to boost efficiency. The state partners with European firm Mistral, prioritising data sovereignty by running AI systems within its own data centres. With currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new chief, Christian Saunders, Luxembourg will back the group with €30 million under a partnership running until 2027 and has added a further €3 million for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a 7-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, looking to raise €250 million while letting people lend money to the state at a fixed tax-free rate. International news now, and Poland's Conservative President Karol Nawrocki has vetoed a bill proposed by Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist government legalising civil partnerships. He announced in a statement, Poland, alongside Bulgaria, Romania and Slovakia, is one of the last countries in Europe not to have legalised same-sex marriage or civil unions. The EU has today promised easing its carbon trading scheme for companies as it unveiled reforms to one of its flagship climate policies under pressure to shore up the industry. The overhaul of the two-decade-old emissions trading system has been subject to fierce wrangling between countries, industry and activists over the pace of the bloc's climate push. And Pakistan has launched a large-scale crackdown on undocumented residents, demolishing homes and conducting identity checks in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Law enforcement was ordered to arrest the Afghan citizens without visas starting on the 10th of July. The ongoing operations have forced thousands to flee across the border or hide at home. In sports, Josh Kerr is confident he is in the kind of form that could see him break the 27-year-old world record for the mile to add his name to a storied list of previous British athletes. But Keely Hodgkinson said thoughts of going after Jarmila Kratochvilova's 800-meter record dating back to 1983 was not the overriding factor going into Saturday's Diamond League meet in London. And finally, Australia's Lucas Herbert equaled a British Open record with a 6-under-par 28 on the front nine at Royal Birkdale today to storm into the lead. He began the day at level par, but after birdies at the three opening holes, he picked up more shots at the 5th, 7th and 9th to move ahead of overnight leader Jackson Suber. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It has been much cloudier today than it has been over the past few weeks, although there are good spells of sunshine throughout. There remains the risk of some heavy thunderstorms this afternoon, which should diminish at the evening. And the temperature-wise, we are currently at around 25 degrees, and this could rise to a high of 26 during the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
Well, it's 4 minutes past 3 p.m. Let's take a look at the Friday afternoon traffic. A 15-minute delay on the A3 between Gasperish and Livange currently, and further up the A3, a 7-minute or so delay on between Bettenborg and the French border. Meanwhile, if you find yourself in the city itself, on the N6 between the Avenue Emil Reuter down the Boulevard Joseph II and towards the Boulevard Prince Henri, a 10-minute congestion there. 4 kilometers long that thing is, by the way. 3 speed checks to be aware of this afternoon as well. One in Bettenburg on the Rue d'Abweiler, the other one is in Heiderscheid on the N15, the last one in Oberranven on the Rue d'Andetana. If you know, you know, I suppose. For everything else, and to stay up to date, you know what it is. today.rtl.lu/mobility. Isn't that right, John?
Always, mate.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio. Rue d'Andetana, that is, in Oberranven. I'll be struggling to say that all afternoon. Well, Mary in the Junkyard now with Blood.
Blood.
Barry in the Junkyard there with Blood to kick things off. You're listening to Drive with me, Tom Einarsson, on 93.3 FM, aka RTL Today Radio. We will be with you until 7pm tonight with news and weather and traffic, maybe even some sports every half hour when JB returns to the studio. So until then, strap in because we have so much good stuff to get through. This is the Dandy Warhols with Bohemian Like You. You know it, I bet you do. But we've also got loads of new tunes in today, so stick around for those.